Yesterday, Wendy, who's 16, had an abortion after her partner's condom broke and she became pregnant. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This week marked the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court decision that legalized abortions so that women can make a choice about carrying a fetus to birth. Abortions, or as we in the medical profession call them, pregnancy terminations, remain a difficult topic to discuss even in medical school. Faculty avoid talking about abortions out of fear of offending one group of medical students or another. The result is a generation of doctors who are undereducated about the impact of unintended pregnancy and termination. This is ironic given that half of all pregnancies are unintended and half of those end up being terminated, about 1 million abortions a year. By age 45, nearly 1 in 3 U.S. women will have had an abortion. Despite abortions being completely legal, the choice to terminate a pregnancy is rarely easy. The reasons that women give for terminating their pregnancy usually reflect the realities of their lives. When asked, a majority of women cite a responsibility to others, or say they can't afford a child, or say that having a baby would interfere with work, school, or their ability to care for dependents. Half say they don't want to be a single parent, or they're having problems with their husband or partner. If pregnancy termination was not possible, the impact on these women and their unwanted children would be profound. Regardless of our feelings about abortion, most of us can agree that prevention of pregnancy is a far better option for women. A recent study of nearly 10,000 poor young women just like Wendy was conducted in St. Louis, Missouri. The results showed that free, long-acting, reversible birth control led to large reductions in unwanted pregnancies and a huge reduction in abortions. Before the study began, the pregnancy rate had been close to the national average, which is about 34 pregnancies per 1,000 women. But by the end of the study, that rate plummeted to 6 pregnancies per 1,000 women. So now what? Rolling out a national program of free birth control could not only cut the number of abortions, but it would lead to other benefits. It would cut the number of children born to teen mothers who don't want to be a parent. It would keep many of those young women in school, and it would save taxpayers billions of dollars every single year. But in this country, there is almost zero chance that we could ever have a serious discussion about providing free, confidential birth control to all women who desire it. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.